today's topic is a little bit scary.
今天大家看题目也许有一点恐怖。
Because man cannot be perfect.
因为我们事实上人并不能完全。
But the topic is ask us to be perfect.
但是主耶稣却说你们要完全。
So this is not that easy to deal with it.
这好像不简单。
But let us deal with it.
但是我们还是要学习。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 46.
请看马太福音第五章四十六节。
Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Verse chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
马太福音五章四十八节。
Would you read Chinese?
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Once we live in this world, in our life many years, then we can see ourselves, and then we can understand who we are eventually. Then we realize we are not perfect men.
我们活得越久，越明白自己是谁，就越了解我们事实上不完全。
Of course, some portion of our characters, our personalities is strong. So there's some good part of our personality.
当然，我们每一个人个性都有不同的优点。
But at the same time, we can see ourselves. There's some weakness also at the same time within us.
但是同时，我们也看出来有很多缺点。
So we know that man cannot be perfect.
人并不能完全。
Think about it in this world, no matter how much you learn in the school, maybe you can get a doctor degree or whatever, how much you learn, but still you cannot learn everything in this world, all knowledge.
我们念书，你可以念一个博士学位，但是你还是不能什么都懂。
No matter how much you can see in this world, there's your eyesight is limited.
我们就算知道很多，我们的眼光还是很短。
This is also limited.
我们人是有限的。
Anything you look around in this world, that when you look at yourself, there's a limitation.
我们看自己就知道自己所做的有限。
Your intelligence, your mentality, your emotion, your feeling, when you look at yourself, it is not perfect.
我们的智慧，我们的情绪，我们的个性都不完全。
Especially man has an evil nature within us. It always bothers our life not to be perfect.
尤其我们每一个人都有一个罪性，让我们不能达到完全。
According to the Bible, also Bible telling us there's no righteous man in this world.
圣经上说世上没有一个义人。
And let's turn to one verse. We look at the verse Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
请看传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20.
传道书第七章二十节。
Chapter 7, verse 20. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20.
传道书第七章二十节。
Indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins.This is a statement, a very wonderful statement.
这句话是实在的。
And these verses, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sinned.
时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
No matter how much we religious, no matter how much we pretend ourselves to be holy, but still we are sinner. We cannot be.Complete ourselves to be perfect.
不论我们多么的虔诚，不论我们行多少善事或觉得多圣洁，我们还是罪人。
But many times we go back to this one in Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, and Jesus talking about in this way to ask us to be perfect.
但是我们看到马太福音四章五章四十八节，主耶稣又说你们要完全。
Think that wow, when Jesus asks us to be perfect, but we cannot be perfect.Is it truly obstacle course that what Jesus actually ask us to want us to be?
那既然圣经上说我们不是完全，那主耶稣要我们完全，那难道他是要找我们麻烦吗？
According to the Bible, saying that God is a porter, we are the vessel.
但是圣经上说神是 我们是器皿，神是造我们的。
So God is perfect that we know.
我们知道神是完全的。
But we are just made by Him. So we are the. We are not a creator, but we are created.
我们只是他所造的器皿。
No matter how try strive our effort to put in our life to be perfect, we cannot be perfect.
所以如果我们是自己照自己的能力要完全，那是不可能的。
And then these verses gives us like a temptation or gives us a fall, let us our face to away from God or what?
那难道这样说好像说我们就没有指望了吗？
But this, that's why the understanding of the Bible is very important.
所以我们要学习明白圣经上的教训。
And God's way, God's will, and God's word all is perfect.
神每一句话，神的旨意都是完全的。
So what God asks us to do, because there's a strong reason, a strong base, because we can do it, that's why the Bible is telling us to do it.
如果神说我们要做，那就表示我们可以做得到。
When at the beginning, when God created the whole world and whole earth and all the men and all the animals, all the living creature in this world,All is perfect in the sight of God.
神造天地各样，万物的时候都是完全的。
That's why the God says, it's good in, in His sight.
神造每一样东西之后，他都说是好的。
But later on, when God, the man, commits sin, and the sin coming into the world, and from then on, this perfection will be broken by the Satan.
但是人犯罪以后，罪就进入了世界，这个完全就。没有了。
So now God choose us as His children and brought us in His church.
但是神今天选召我们，我们在他的教会里。
And then He asked us to be perfect.
现在他要我们完全。
Which is the message here is let us to be bring up the restore the image of God in our life.
就是要我们恢复神造我们的本性。
Of course, everybody have a different personality and different character and different capacity.
我们每一个人能力、个性都不同。
So from the God's point of view, each one the requirement is different.
所以我们每一个人要做到这个标准的过程也不一样。
When the God create you and me, maybe each one, maybe the God give you maybe two talent, God give me one talent, and somebody's five talent.
也许神给你五两银子给你两银子给我一两银子。
So each one's potentiality and each one's capacity is all different.
我们每一个人的里面的潜力能做到的都不一样。
So God's requirement for each one of you is all different.
所以神要我们，神给我们的标准也是不一样。
That's why in our church we don't have to compare each other.
所以我们才。说在教会并不需要互相比计较。
It's not that this man is, you know, better than the other one.
不需要说谁比谁好。
Because each one is a different way, a unique way of what God created us.
因为神把我们造的都不一样。
But then there is all requirement from God.
但是神都对我们有要求。
God asks each one of us to ask us for reach us to reach to His expectation.
他要求我们每一个人都要达到他的标准。
And I thought about how we can to reach the perfection. When God created us own vessel and His own purpose, once we reach to the own purpose, then it can be the perfections there.
那如果我们每一个人都要达到这个完全的标准，那既然是神造的，他就可以要求我们达到他的标准。
When the potter make the bowl like a small bowl like this for the soup.
当窑匠做一个用土做一个碗的时候。
This bowl is to be used for the soup, then this bowl is perfect.
如果这个汤碗能好好的装一碗汤，那就达到了它被造的标准。
So we can understand as be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect means try to do our best to reach to His expectations.
所以主耶稣说，你们要完全像天父完全一样，就是要我们达到神造我们的。的原意。
So try to reach to His purpose.
我们要努力的达到神给我们的标准。
Maybe this verse may be telling us about this message.
所以这就是主耶稣要教导我们的。
When we look at the water coming flowing down from the mountainside.
如果我们看到水从山上流下来。
Make a very wonderful sound and coming flowing down from the from the stream to reach to the river to finally reach to the sea.
当水从山上流到河流，流到海洋的时候，声音很好听。
Around the stream and the river, there's a great pastures beside the stream and the river.
那在溪水旁边就是青草地。
And sometimes many trees around there.
那也许有很多的树。
Sometimes there's animal come to the stream and river. They drink the water to refresh themselves.
也有动物来河边喝水解渴。
It turned all the environment turned to be green and make a wonderful scenery.
看起来就是很美的风景。
Why did it happen? Because there's a life.
对，很美是因为有生命。
Because the water keep flowing down to the reach to the sea.
因为水不断的流下来。
On the way, there's a life keep within the water, so they make alive all things around the river and stream.
在水就能延续生命。
Now this is the Christian life.
这也是。可以代表我们基督徒的生活。
Because these the water in the stream to keep flowing down, because there's a goal. It's a goal. It's to reach to the sea.
水一直流下来，流到它的目的地就是海。
But when you look at sometimes the water coming flowing down from the stream, and then it goes to different direction onto the somehow the set separate from the mainstream, and then make it stay there to make a small pond.
但是有时候有些河流就会。分开流到另外一个小湖。
Sometimes it make it rotten and then make it smell bad smell out of this small pond.
那有时候这个湖会变脏变臭。
At the beginning, this water is alive, it's a living water, but turn out to be this bad water. Why?
这个水原本是活水，是有生命力的，但是为什么会变脏变臭呢
？Because it's losing its own purpose.
因为它失去了它原本的。
How did God design that this water should flowing down?
神造水是让它要流
，and then there's the increase more power, increase more life.
让河流聚集在一起就有很大的力量
，and they eventually reach to the sea.
一直到海洋。
Our Christian life the same way.
我们的生活也是这样。
If we do not have any purpose, if we do not have any goal in our Christian life,
如果我们基督徒的生活原本的意思没有了
，maybe one day, now maybe because our faith is living faith.
我们现在信心也许是活着
，faced with an active faith now，
是活泼的信仰
，but turn out to be inactive， turn out to be staying in a like in the small pond and slowly turn to be rotten。
如果但是后来也许会变成死的，就像又脏又臭的水一样。
So what this verse's message? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It telling us what is the Christian life? The goal is.
所以主耶稣说你们要完全像天父完全一样就是给我们的一个目标
When our life to fix our eyes and actions and all the face our attitude toward to the perfection of God's perfection then our life is full of life and full of living it's alive because we're full of life
如果我们的眼光目标一直朝向天父完全的话我们的生活也会有这个生命力
And then we eventually reachTo his perfection and the way to glorify God.
我们就能慢慢地达到他的完全，来荣耀他。
At the same time, we lead us in the kingdom of God in this way.
我们也是这样的一步一步地离天国越来越近。
So if you look at the Matthew chapter 5, a whole chapter, and telling us how we can approach our life to be perfect.
在马太福音第五章，主耶稣就教我们如何完全。
Now let's look. We go back to Matthew chapter 5.
请翻回马太福音第五章。
If you look at the Matthew chapter 5 first portion,
马太福音第五章开始。
This is the beginning of the sermon, the sermon of Jesus Christ on the Mount.
就是主耶稣的登山宝训。
And here mentioned about the eight blessings.
他谈到八福
，Each blessing is very precious，
每一样福气都很宝贵。
This is our goal should be as a Christian，
这也是我们做基督徒，的目标。
We cannot reach our spirituality to reach there. It's impossible to be there by one day.
我们的灵性不可能一天就。变成完全。
It requires constant struggle at the same time that we through the prayer.Through the helping of the Holy Spirit, then we can reach onto this stage, so that we can receive the blessing from God.
我们要每一天 靠着圣灵，靠着祷告，才能达到这个这个境界。
Once you receive a baptism and they wash away your sins,
我们受洗之后，我们的罪就被洗净了。
And then you receive the Holy Spirit.
你也许得了圣灵。
It feels like you can do everything.
当时也许好像什么都可以做。
It doesn't mean that the moment you can accomplish everything.
你好像觉得靠着神什么都可以做。
But the moment is your beginning of your journey.
那是你的，那只是一个开始。
You have to ask God to define what is your goal in your Christian life.
但是我们开始就要求神，让我们知道我们的目标在哪里。
That's why Matthew chapter 5, the verse 48, telling us what is our goal should be.
那在马太福音5章48节，主耶稣就说我们最后的目标是什么。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 is the conclusion of this first part of his Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音第五章，主耶稣讲了这么多道理，他的结论就是我们要完全。
If our attitude, our goal is toward the perfection, and we can reach on this each one of a blessing, then this is a truly Christian life to be.
我们真正的基督徒的生活就是能，得到这八个福气，然后最后能像天父一样完全。
So the one in the chapter five, whole entire chapter, telling us that our progress of our Christian life.
马太福音第五章就是告诉我们基督徒信仰的进步。
Since the life within us, we have to grow up ourselves.
我们既然里面有新的生命，我们这个生命就必须成长。
So that we can reach up to the maturity, the expectation from God.
让我们能长大，能符合神造我们的标准。
Well, think about the verse 13, for example, you're talking about the salt of the earth.
我们可以看第十三节说我们是盐和光。
We cannot be the finest salt by one day.
不可能一天就变成好盐。
It takes time to process, to through all the process, finally come out the finest salt.
需要被洗净。
At the beginning, in the sea water, there are a lot of different kind of content and different substance in the sea water.
如果我们是用海水来做盐，开始海水有很多其他的杂质。
When you cook something in your dishes, when you cook something kind of soup, that you need to put in the salt, you cannot put the sea water, put it into the salt.
那你煮饭要用盐的时候，你也不会把就拿一杯海水就倒进去。
And it spoiled the whole soup.
因为那味道会坏了。
You're supposed to make a salty something. So you bring the sea water, put there and into the food, and so all food is turn to be bad. It turn to you cannot eat because it's smelly, whatever. Then,
如果你只是因为说要咸味就倒进海水的话，味道还是不对。
So in order to be used by God, in order to make our life to be perfect, then it takes time to do through the process.
我们如果要被神用，要成为完全。也需要一段过程。
First, all the water should from the sunshine has dried all the water evaporate out of it.
要从海水做盐，必须要先让水蒸发。
But still, the dried substance with the salt, but still there's other substance with it.
但是水蒸发干了以后，留下的东西还不只是盐。
So another go through the process and get away all this other substance out of the salt.
所以还必须要提炼出盐出来。
And then it turned to be the finest salt.
最后才会变成好的盐。
So this is the perfection.
这个就是像天父一样的完全。
And also verse 14 talking about the light of the word.
十四节说我们是世上的光。
How we can be the light of the world?
我们怎么成为世上的光呢？
Light is come from the source of the oil.
光是可以从油来的。
Light the oil is not on the street, and when you go outside, you can just bring any on the surface. There's a lot of oil. It's not in this manner.
灯的油也不是满街都是。
Oil is under the ground.
油是在地底下。
When you bring up this oil, but there are also other substances there.
我们挖油出来，里面也很多杂质。
So you have to go through the refinery system to the process to bring up all the pure fuel and gas.
也是必须要提炼才能有点灯的油。
So this oil is turned to be used for the light, the fire to to lighten up the whole place.
你必须要提炼过后，油才能用来点灯，有光。
Have you experienced the unpure oil, and then use this oil to lighten up, and then there's the smoke come out.
也许你有用过不纯的油要来点灯，常常就会冒黑烟。
It doesn't help at all.
那事实上也没有什么光。
So the perfection is the and own purpose for the main major purpose for the glorified God.
我们要完全就是因为要荣耀神。
And then later on, they're talking about also the mention about verse 17 and 18. Here mentioned about it. Jesus, he came to this world to not abolish but to fulfill. He said.
在十七十八节，主耶稣说他来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
Because God's word is perfect, and the Old Testament also is perfect.
神的话是完全的，神的旧约所颁的律法也是完全的。
So all the word of God is perfect.
神的话一直都是完全的。
So how we accomplish the perfections when Jesus come to this world, he died for us.
所以主耶稣来成全完全的律法，就是因为他死在十字架上。
Just like he came to this world as a salt and light.
他来就是做世上的盐和光。
So he gave us a great example how to be the perfect.
他就设了一个榜样给我们，要如何完全。
In order the word of God to come out to be perfections, we have to be perfect also like Jesus Christ.
我们就要像主耶稣一样完全。
And then the word of God come out through the reflection as a way to be perfect to let other people can see it.
借着从我们别人能看到神的话也是完全的。
That's what the verse 20 here says, I say to you that unless your righteousness surpass that the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以二十节说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So this message in the verse 20 and telling us to cultivate our life to be the one can better than, even better than the Pharisees.
So 我们必须要灵修，要胜过这些法利赛人。
In order to better than the Pharisees, we have to put our goal and our standard should be lift up on the high.
要胜过法利赛人，我们的眼光要超过他们。
We know the Pharisees and Sadducees, their standard is not that high.
法利赛人和撒都该人的眼光事实上不是很高。
Most important, their goal and their standard is looks better than other people's.
他们的标准只是说我是否看起来比别人好。
When other people pray 10 minutes, I showing them I pray 20 minutes.
如果别人祷告十分钟，那我就祷告二十分。
They know the one Bible verse, then I want to know Bible 10 verses.
他们会背一节圣经，那我就背十节。
It's not a purpose of God, it's a purpose of himself.
那他们的目标不是为了神，而是为自己。
That's why they lose the purpose.
所以他们真的目标已经没有。
As appearance, it looks like to be perfect.
表面上看起来是完全。
But in the sight of God, he lose everything.
但是在神的眼光，他们一无所有。
But we Christians, we have wisdom. Why we have to put our standard up high?
我们做基督徒必须要有真的智慧。
It's not because of me, but because of God.
我们所做的不是为自己，乃是为神。
So we put our standard high to be perfection of God.
So 我们的标准就是要像神一样完全。
Then all our life to cultivation to reach to up to there.
我们一生要自我的锻炼，就是要像神一样。
And Jesus keep mention about the commandment of God.
主耶稣就在这里谈到了许多的诫命。
Verse 21 says, "You have heard this ancient were told, you shall not commit murder."
二十一节说不可杀人。
And then Jesus telling us.If anyone who is angry with his brother, then shall be guilty before the court, he says.
但是主耶稣又说
Verse 22.
22节说你们凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
So what that means is, if you physically do not kill anybody, then you do not commit a murder.
如果你没有真的杀人，你就没有犯这条罪。
Then you can say I do not commit Ten Commandments.
你也可以说我并没有犯十戒。
What Jesus saying here is put your standard high.
但是主耶稣说你们标准还要再更高。
Even you that because of anger come out of you because of one of your brothers, Then you have to think about this commandment.
如果你曾经向弟兄动怒，你就要记得这条诫命。
Because you're getting close to break this commandment.
因为你快要犯了这条诫命了。
So they lift up your standard, make your life much more perfection towards Jesus Christ.
我们的标准要更高，更完全，像主耶稣一样。
And also the verse 27 talking about here, you shall not commit adultery.
27节说不可奸淫。
Because I'm not a woman, so I do not know the woman, but I know the man.
我不是女生，所以我不知道女生在想什么，不过我知道男生想什么。
No matter how holy we are, no matter how religious we are, I'm sure because in our heart, we commit adultery anybody.
我们至少男生不管是表面上多虔诚，我们可能都有犯过这条诫命。
Then why did Jesus talking about say, I say to you, everyone who look on a woman to lust her and her committed adultery with her already in his heart.
主耶稣说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Because most important thing is your heart.
因为最重要的是我们的内心。
Before come out to into the action, but since your heart is already go into the sin, and this is truly the sin.
就算我们还没有动作，我们心里在想了，这已经犯罪了。
That's why you have to put your standard up high.
所以我们的标准还要再定高一点。
He keep telling us how we can to be perfect our life.
主耶稣教我们如何完全。
And later on, talking about our tongues, our speech.
还有说到我们的舌头，我们的言语。
And then later on, talking about our reaction to the other people.
还有我们与人的关系。
And toward to the end of the chapter 5, talking about the even love your enemy.
最后主耶稣甚至谈到要爱仇敌。
This is the way we can approach our Christian life to be reached to this perfection.
这些都是我们做基督徒的目标。
We remember yesterday we had the foot washing that when Jesus even washed his own disciples.
昨天在洗脚里我们谈到主耶稣亲自为门徒洗脚。
One of them, the one who betrayed Jesus Christ, the Judah.
他甚至洗了犹大。
But Jesus never discriminated, but even he washed his feet.
主耶稣还是洗他的脚。
He showed us what is perfection.
他让我们看到什么是完全。
That's why the John chapter 13 and the last verse is talking about the love each other. I give you new commandments, the love each other.
在约翰福音13章，主耶稣说：“我给你们一条新的诫命， 要彼此相爱。
Because it gives us a message, this is a perfection.
因为这是完全的。
Let us remember, perfection is a precious one.
让我们记得，我们每一个人都要追求这个宝贵的完全。
When God trained the Israelites in this manner, let them to be perfect.
神在也训练以色列人，让他们能完全。
So make molding them to be perfect, so that God want to bless them, pour onto their life.
他慢慢地塑造他们，他们完全之后，神就大大地祝福他们。
But according to the history, why they couldn't receive such wonderful blessing from God?
但是这些以色列百姓为什么不能得到祝福呢？
Because they do not want to follow the God's way.
因为他们不要遵守神的诫命。
They do not want to reach the God's expectation.
他们不想要达到神的标准。
They rebellious God.
他们反叛。
They do not have a submission to the Lord.
他们不愿意顺服。
It turned out to be their life is misery.
最后他们的生活就很苦。
Let us to be perfect.
我们要完全。
It's not the word that's scary, but God asks us to be process our life to be reached there.
这句话事实上不恐怖，但是神要我们跟他一样。
Maybe sometimes it takes entire our life.
也许这是一生的功课。
Not because we are perfect, but we try hard to reach to be perfect.
也许我们自己不能达到完全，但是我们还是要往这个目标走。
This is the Christian life.
这个才是基督徒的生活。
And also we have to be holy.
我们要圣洁。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
请看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
彼得前书第一章13节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 13 to 16.
彼得前书第一章13节到16节。
First Peter chapter 1, from verse 13.
彼得前书第一章十三节到十六节。
Therefore, guard your mind for actions, keep sovereign spirit, and fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself, also in all your behavior. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And here in this passage telling us, the Apostle Peter asks us, the Christian, to be holy.
这段圣经勉励我们要做圣洁的基督徒。
And the grace that we receive from God is so precious.
我们从神得的恩典是很宝贵的。
The salvation that we receive in our hands is so precious.
我们现在得到了救恩是很宝贵的。
We have to keep this salvation no matter what the cost it is. We have to pay for it.
无论如何，不论什么代价，我们一定要不能让这个救恩失去。
In order to protect your salvation, maybe you have to give up maybe even your life.
为了要得救，也许你要牺牲你的生命。
Maybe even you have to give up your family, maybe.
也许你要牺牲你的家庭。
Maybe you have to give up everything what you have in your life.
也许你要牺牲在世上所有的。
But the salvation, because this cannot compare with anything else in this world.
但是世上的东西不能跟得救相比。
It is like the most precious treasures in the world.
那是我们能有的最宝贵的宝藏。
So in order to keep the salvation, we have to be holy.
为了要得救，我们必须要圣洁。
So verse 16, I can say to change this way, say, you shall be holy for I am holy. You shall be perfect for I am perfect.
所以在十六节说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。也可以说你们要完全，因为我是完全的。
We know the word is a sinful word nowadays.
我们生活在罪恶的世界。
Sin is everywhere.
到处都是罪恶。
If we do not careful,
我们不小心的话，
sin always come approached in our heart.
罪就会进入我们的心。
And let us to be walk away from God.
我们会带领我们远离神。
So we have to sober heart to watch out our life.
我们必须要警醒。
And if we look at the Israelites, how they can.How God trained Israelites to be holy.
神如何训练以色列人变圣洁呢？
God gave them a Ten Commandments. God gave them all the laws.
神给他们十诫，给他们律法。
And also God gave them the column of fire and cloud.
神也用云柱火柱带领他们。
Let the Israelites look at this column every day.
他们每一天看到云柱火柱。
So whatever this column move, they have to move.
当云柱火柱移动的，他们就要跟着移动。
Because if people do not follow the column of fire and cloud, there's no safety, no security.
如果他们不跟的话，他们的处境就很危险。
Because God's love and God's protection is under the promise of his column of fire and cloud.
因为那个时候神的爱，神的保护就是在云柱火柱当中。
So God training his people in this manner to be holy.
神训练他的百姓这样成为圣洁。
So our cultivations,Why is important? Because it leads us to be holy in our life.
我们要灵修，因为我们也要成为圣洁。
Especially our young generation, we have to be very careful.
尤其我们现在这一代要很小心。
There's a temptation that is strong.
外面很多的试探。
If you little bit loosen up your heart.
如果我们的心不小心的话。
If we start to compromise with the world a little bit,
如果我们与世界开始妥协，
this hole tend to be getting bigger and bigger.
里面的洞就会越来越大。
Even eventually destroy our faith.
最后，我们的信仰也会不见。
Once we lose our faith,
如果我们信心不见了。
Once we lose our salvation,
如果我们救恩没有了。
There's no purpose of life.
我们生活就没有目标。
We have to remind this one.
我们要记得。
And also, we have to be perfect in the manner in the love.
我们要在爱中完全。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
请看路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6 verse 36.
路加福音第六章三十六节。
Luke chapter 6. Chapter 6, a book of Luke and verse 36.
路加福音六章三十六节。
Be merciful, just as your heavenly Father is merciful. This verse is the same, equally the same as like Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. Be perfect as Heavenly Father is perfect.
这一节跟我们刚才所念的也很相似，我们要完全，要像天父一样完全。
I'm sure because most of you knew the content of Matthew chapter 6 and this previous portion before the verse 36 and the Matthew chapter 5 before the verse 48 is the same content.
路加福音这段记载的跟马太福音记载的是同样的时候。
So the Luke here, the verse chapter 6, he recorded here, be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful.
路加在这里记载的是说，你们要慈悲，像你们的天父慈悲一样。
So we can change this word, we can understand the different way, like be perfect just as your Father is perfect, as a way to be merciful.
所以这两节是可以互换的，说要完全，也是说我们要慈悲。
If we have a love, it turns to be perfect.
如果我们里面有爱，就像天父一样完全有爱。
You know, because all the men in this world are very selfish.
世上的人是自私的。
They don't want to think about other people actually.
人并不想要关心别人。
Usually, first is me first.
大家就先想到自己
，and then think about others.
再想到别人。
A Christian life is a very different way, the other way.
但是基督徒是相反。
The way we think about others first.
我们要先想到别人。
And then there's a God's love come out.
在里面才有神的爱。
And let the please all the people to give a joy all the people in this manner.
这样才能带给别人喜乐。
But if we turn to be selfish, turn to be selfish way of live our life.And there's no love, and there's no warmth, there's no any feeling, but only the cool, the wind blowing there.
如果我们还是一样自私的话，别人就感觉不到神的爱的温暖。
How we can see God when there's a love?
我们要有看到爱才能见到神。
There is a love, then there's a God.
如果有爱，就有神。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
请看约翰福音，约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 7 and 8.
第四章第七、第八节。
Chapter 4 verse 7 and 8.Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And here John gives us this message. It says, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是从神而生，并且认识神。
Give us a reason why we have to love each other.
这里告诉我们为什么要彼此相爱。
Because love is come from God.
因为爱是从神来的。
Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
凡有爱心的就是从神而生，并且
认识神。The one who does not know love, that means that they do not know God.
所以没有爱心的就不认识神。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
Jesus bring up the parable about the good Samaritan.
主耶稣告诉我们，设了一个撒玛利亚人的比喻。
A priest passing by this man about to die.
祭司经过一个被打得半死的人。
Just don't forget about because I'm on the way to the temple, so I cannot touch the unclean stuff.
但是祭司他经过了，因为他说这个受伤的人不洁净，我还要去圣殿。
Levi is also passing by the man about to die.
那个利未人也经过。
And this is not important because I have to, as a Levite, I have to go up to the temple.
那他因为是利未人，他要去他要去敬拜神，所以他也没有时间帮助这个人。
But the one, the Samaritan, the one who always despised by the Jewish, that he came and passing by this road and see that the man about to die.
但是一个撒玛利亚人是犹太人所憎恶的。却帮助这个人。
And then take care of him until this man to be fully recovered from this situation.
一直照顾他，直到他好为止。
This is telling us what is importance in our Christian life.
主耶稣在这里跟我们讲，我们基督徒的生活 是什么，什么是重要的。
Of course, it is important to all the worship to the Lord and pray to God.
敬拜神、祷告是很也是是重要的。
Because it helps us our life to be holy, of course.
因为这是我们灵修，让我们能圣洁。
But one thing that missing that the love, then all this turns to be nothing.
但是如果少了爱心，这些我们所做的。
Maybe this priest passing by this man and onto the temple, maybe the offer to God, maybe.
那个祭司经要去圣殿，也许是要去献祭。
Maybe this priest think that, wow, I have done my duty in the sight of God.
也许祭司说我已经尽了本分。
I'm so glad now fulfill the duty of God.
我觉得我做得很好了。
Also, Levi the same way.
利未人也是这样。
But from the God's point of view, I don't want to receive.Your offering.
但是从神的眼光，他不需要他们的献祭。
We have to remember, love is the beginning. Love is the foundation of Christian life.
因为爱心是基督徒生活的根本。
If you look at the Revelation chapter 2, talking about there's many about the seven churches, but one of them is a church in Ephesus.
在启示录第二章，圣灵。责备七间教会，其中一个是以弗所教会。
They have all different kind of great virtues, all different kind of labors. They really dedicate many members there dedicate to God.
说到以弗所教会非常的忠心。
They know how to suffer for the Lord.
他们也为了道理受苦。
They know how to sacrifice themselves.
他们也牺牲了自己。
They have a very very good discernment. They know what is good and what is wrong.
他们能辨明对错。
They know how to all these things. They know very well.
他们很明白道理。
But God never praised them.
但是神并没有因这些就称赞他们。
Because they lost the first love.
因为他说他们失去了起初的爱心。
Without love, no matter what, how much our effort to put our labor and effort for the Lord, but from the God's point of view, this is nothing.
如果我们没有爱心，不管为神做多少，尽了多少力，还是什么都没有。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
We read God is love.
圣经上说神就是爱。
This is the beginning of our worship.
我们敬拜要从爱心开始。
This is the beginning of our understanding of God.
我们要认识神就要从爱心开始。
This is the way we can be perfect in the sight of God.
这样我们才能在神的眼中是完
全。Anybody who cannot give a mercy to other people have to go back to think about our Christian life.
如果我们对别人没有慈悲，就要从头开始，思考。
Christian life with a full of mercy.
基督徒的生活是有怜悯。
Full of compassion to other people.
是对别人有慈悲。
This is the true Christian to be perfect.
这样才是一个完全的基督徒。
Not because we are perfect, but because we share our love of God with other people, so that God treat us to be perfect one.
我们自己也许不完全，但是如果我们能爱别人，在神的眼中，我们就是完全的。
We know we look at the Ten Commandments. All this talking about the love.
十诫就是爱。
From first to fourth commandment, talking about the love to God.
前面第四诫就是爱神。
The fifth to tenth commandment, talking about the love of your neighbors.
后面的六诫就是爱人。
If you pick out the essence of love, these all Ten Commandments, where's? There's no way to go.
十诫的总结就是爱。
So love is the beginning. Love is the foundation.
就是我们最基本的信仰。
And the third one, we have to be perfect in our faith.
我们必须要在信仰中完全。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9, verse 24.
请看马可福音第九章二十四节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 24.
马可福音第九章二十四节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 24.
马可福音第九章二十四节。
Immediately, the boy's father cried out and began saying, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Here, one father who has a son possessed by demon and came to Jesus Christ.
这里有一位父亲的儿子附被鬼附了。
Now this man came to the disciple, but they couldn't casting out the demon, so he can finally came to the Jesus Christ.
他本来是求门徒去赶鬼，但是他们赶不出去，所以他就求主耶稣。
But when Jesus looked at this man, when he asked for help, but from the Jesus point of view, the faith is not enough.
但是耶稣 看出他的信心不足。
So the chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus gave him a hint.
所以在二十三节，主耶稣就提醒他
，How your son can be healed.
他说跟他讲说，你的儿子怎么会如何能得医治？
Bring up your faith a little more.
他说你要有充足的信心。
Let my power can go through to casting out the demons.
要信我的能力能赶鬼。
So verse 24 here the father the cry out to Jesus Christ, I do believe, help my unbelief.
所以主那个孩子的父亲就说我信，但我信不足。
From the Matthew to John, we know the old story that when Jesus healed many people. Then,
在福音书我们看到耶稣医治很多人。
Many people they were healed because of their faith.
他们耶稣医治他们是因为他们有信心。
But then we should understand they all the illness they were healed not because they have a perfect faith.
但是他们被医治不是因为他们信心是完全。
Not because their faith is so strong enough to receive that they have a right to receive from God to be healed.
不是因为他们信心大的配得神的帮助。
Because they have a desire, although the faith might not enough, not perfect, but still their desire is strong to God to help them.
虽然他们信心还不够，但是他们恳求神帮助他们。
If we have a faith, then wow, I have a faith, and God receiving this because of my faith.
如果你觉得说我信心很好，所以我求什么神才会给我什么。
This is misunderstanding.
那你是误解的。
Because God is a merciful God.
因为神是慈悲的神。
Because God is full of compassion.
神大有怜悯。
Although our faith is maybe not enough.
虽然我们信心还是不够。
But still the people asking God for need of their help. So that's why God help us in our life.
但是神还是帮助我们。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
请看哥林多前书第十章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
哥林多前书第十章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
哥林多前书第十章十二节。
Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed, lest he falls.Here the right verse telling us, do not think that you stand firm.
在这里圣经提醒我们不要以为自己站得稳。
Don't think that your faith is so strong so you let because your faith can stand firm.
不要认为说你信心好的能站得很稳。
You can stand because of God.
你现在站得稳是因为神帮助你。
This is Bible telling us.
圣经这样跟我们
说。When we understand our weakness,
我们如果明白自己的软弱
This turn our faith to be strong
这样才能帮助我们信心能坚固
Not because our faith is strong
不是因为我们信心一开始就坚固
Because we know that our weakness So that we rely on God completely This one turn to be make our life strong
我们要明白自己多软弱才会去依靠神才能变成坚强
About the toward Jesus' life is toward the end to crucify on the cross
当耶稣要被钉十字架的时候
At that time, the Peter, he's a very strong, he's very actively, he want to cover the Jesus Christ all the time.
彼得看起来大有能力，想要保护耶稣。
He offered his life to Jesus Christ.
他甚至说他可以为耶稣舍命。
Maybe all other people depart from you, but I'm the one stay with you, protect you.
就算众人撇弃你，我也不撇弃你。
Even until the moment I die.
就算你死我也愿意
But Jesus said you will deny three times
但是耶稣说你会不认我三次
Because still this Peter doesn't understand his weakness
因为彼得没有看出自己的弱点
From the point of Jesus Christ his faith is not the real faith
耶稣看得出来他的信心还不完全
The faith is not a perfect faith
不是完全的信心
That's why Jesus given him the best present into his life
所以主耶稣就给他了一个最大的福气
Let him deny him three times
让彼得三次不认主
So that let him understand he is the weak one of a weak one and just like among the others
让彼得看出来他自己跟别人一样软弱
Later on he realized his weakness
彼得就学习了
Later on, Jesus came to him to ask him, "Do you love me more than this?"
后来，耶稣问他说：“你问彼得说，你是否爱我？”
When he at the time he said, "I love you." 他
回答说：“主啊，我爱你，你知道的。”
Although his voice is smaller than before,
他的声音好像没有那么大。
Maybe before his voice is very strong. Maybe let other people can hear.
他以前也许说很大声，好像让别人都听得到。
But later, when Jesus asked him, "Do you love me more than this?" When the end, he responds, "You know that I love you."
后来耶稣在问他，他只说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
But that is a true faith come out of from his heart.
但是他说的是出于真的信心。
We talking about the true faith is talking about this one.
这个才是真的。
So we need this faith to be perfect in our life.
我们也必须要有这个完全的信心。
Let us to be perfect in our life.
让我们在生活上完全。
We on to the perfection. Maybe our journey is quite far. Maybe.
也许完全离我们还很远。
But if we have a desire, if we have an attitude to reach to the, His perfection, then God help us.
但是如果我们愿意，主必帮助我们。
Then our Christian life a more active, a more positive way to reach to God.
我们有一个目标，我们的生活就是活泼的。
Why many times our life, our Christian life turn to very negative ways?
为什么有时候我们过基督徒过得这么苦？
Why many times we lose our joy and happiness in our life?
为什么我们生活没有喜乐平安？
Because we do not define our goal as a Christian.
因为我们已经没有看到我们的目标。
Let us learn from the passage. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
让我们从这一段圣经学习，我们要完全像天父一样完全。